From KUVR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. It's been just about a year since President Donald Trump started his second term. He got support from half of Latino voters in Utah in 2024. KUVR's Macy Lipkin caught up with two Latino Republicans in Utah County to see what they think of the president now.
Arturo Morales John gives Trump 5 stars. He's glad gas is so cheap. Grocery prices are up, but he says he spent less on this past Christmas dinner than the one before.
We see a big difference, absolutely, overall in groceries and everything else.
He also likes that border crossings are way down. Hamilton Ruiz agrees. He supports the president's immigration crackdown.
It's millions of dollars coming out of our pockets, which is still expensive, but I think is necessary. By the fact that we have a lot of registered offenders, and those are the ones that we're focusing on.
Trump's big, beautiful bill actually sent $165 billion to Homeland Security to ramp up deportations. And about a third of people arrested by ICE nationally in the second Trump term haven't been charged or convicted of a crime. As a member of the National Guard, Ruiz says he's ready to go if he's called to help with immigration enforcement. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
A Utah lawmaker wants to cut off resources for undocumented immigrants. The goal is to get them to self-deport. Katie McKellar with Utah News Dispatch has more.
Republican Representative Trevor Lee wants to restrict undocumented people from accessing things like housing, food, health care, and driving privileges. He says the aim of his bill is to get them to leave the country without the government having to force them out. Democratic leaders in the House and Senate say Lee's approach is heartless and mean-spirited and that it targets vulnerable populations. Angela Romero is the House Minority Leader. She says many of the people impacted by Lee's bill would be part of mixed-status families. That could mean the kids are U.S. citizens, but the parents may not have legal status. Other opponents worry about people going hungry or not getting vaccinated as they work through the immigration system. Utah's legislative session starts on Tuesday. For KUER News, I'm Katie McKellar with Utah News Dispatch.
A new study shows breathing dust from the shores of the receding Great Salt Lake can inflame lungs. Christopher Riley from the University of Utah was the lead researcher.
The study demonstrates that if you inhale enough dust coming off the lake, it has the potential to adversely affect people's well-being, both in the short term and in the long term.
Riley says the goal is to understand what happens to the body when inhaled dust exacerbates asthma or causes lung inflammation. He says that could lead to the development of medications to counteract the effects of the dust and to protect people. Utah has the toughest drunk driving law in the country. It's 0.05 blood alcohol content. Now lawmakers are talking about making it even tougher, lowering it to 0.02 BAC. The change would come ahead of Utah hosting the Olympics in 2034, bringing in tourists from overseas. Senator Jerry Stevenson is among state Republicans in charge of alcohol bills. He spoke with Fox 13.
If you look at Europe, their tolerance in most countries is 0.02. And then they have some pretty drastic penalties and seem to get along really well with that.
But Stevenson says the change probably won't happen this year. A downtown Salt Lake City restaurant is reopening after a fire last summer. White Horse will be back in business January 29th. In a Facebook post, the restaurant says they've spent months rebuilding after the blaze. A cooking fire broke out at the London Bell Supper Club. Nearby White Horse and two other businesses were affected. Those were at Los Tapatios and Whiskey Street. They have not reopened. The building that was home to them dates back to 1920. You are listening to KUER News.